I don't just want to be clean. I want to be tingly.
Big news in the house when I was about 8 years old. Miracle-sized news. My Uncle Jim had a girlfriend, and not just that, he had a Catholic girlfriend. Yeah, epic. Rumors were already that this rose woman had transformed my Uncle Jim. People kept saying he was shaping up because of his back. Still, I suppose my grandparents had some cause for thinking this whole girlfriend thing was miraculous. I mean, the whole relationship started not long after Uncle Jim had shown up at their house with a shaven head on Halloween because he wanted to dress up as Mr. Clean. They certainly thought that was stupid. Oh, and not long before that, my Uncle Jim had gotten into a pretty bad car accident. I don't think the crash was his fault, but he had a serious bad boy souvenir from it. I mean, one of his brown eyes had actually turned blue. That was crazy. Especially considering that song was so popular in the late 70s, you know, "Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue." Yeah, so I suppose my uncle was in line for a good turn. Alright, so it's December of, what, 1982 or thereabouts, and my brown and blue-eyed uncle has this brand new Catholic girlfriend, Rose. And big news for Christmas, big news was that they had done their Christmas shopping together. Needless to say, I was pretty stoked when a gift from my Uncle Jim and his girlfriend Rose turned up under the Christmas tree. That morning, I remember spotting this very red, shiny package under the tree and thinking right away, it was a professional job. This was the kind of wrapping job you had done at the gift wrap window at the Gimbel's or Macy's or wherever it was people in New Jersey shopped. The red wrapping paper was super thick and mirror shiny and probably folded with a bone. And the ribbon that crossed the rectangular box was a perfect blood red crucifix of satin. There was also a huge professional satin bow hand-tied into this elaborate rosette and a small plastic lady elf ornament, both of which were tacked up into the center of the cross, just so. Score one for Jim and Rose, and I hadn't even seen what was inside. Then, of course, I opened it, and it was perfect. It was Jean Nitte, the Splendor in the Bath box set. My uncle and his girlfriend had given me a golden yellow Jean Nitte box containing a 5-ounce bottle of pink Jean Nitte bath bubbles, a tall, yellow, cylindrical 3-ounce tin of perfumed talc, and a 5-ounce bottle of the world-famous lemon yellow and purportedly lemon-scented Jean Nitte Afterbath Splash. Okay, so let me just read you the text from the back of the box, which I was able to track down. Okay, maybe then you'll think it's perfect too. Jean Nitte Splendor in the Bath. Why should a bath be ordinary when it can be splendid? Turn your bath into a beautiful experience with Jean Nitte bath bubbles, Afterbath Splash, and perfumed talc. Bath bubbles. Imagine yourself in a foamy tub of bubbles bursting with the fresher-than-springtime fragrance of Jean Nitte. Lie back and relax. Your whole body will feel soothed, refreshed, and totally pampered. Afterbath Splash. You'll take charge when you splash on fresher-than-springtime Jean Nitte Afterbath Splash. Instant refreshment for both body and mind. Perfect after bath and shower or anytime you want to feel clean or refreshed. Afterbath Splash has even been especially formulated for scent compatibility. Splash it on before applying any of your favorite fragrances. It will not clash. Perfumed talc. Sprinkle this delicately scented talc all over your body to keep you fresher than springtime throughout the day. Helps absorb moisture and keeps your skin feeling satiny smooth. For a child of 8, at least, there was no better marketing than the back copy of that gift box. Okay, so seriously, I was in heaven. But while my mom, I think she was a little scandalized. She'd seen the Jean Nitte ads on TV, after all, so I think she saw how adult the gift really was. Okay, so the earlier 70s ads might have been alright for a little girl like me. I mean, they were just promising you how much you'd tingle after your bath.
That Jean Nitte fragrance is so refreshing, I can't get enough of it. Once you tingle to the touch of Jean Nitte, you'll buy it by the quart, but use it by the gallon.
But the later ones, well, those commercials were veering into the realm of Charlie's Angels does Evel Knievel does Playboy Bunny. Just picture it, a woman in a bath, splashing her torso and her arms and her legs with Jean Nitte, then that same woman doing a femme-style Evel Knievel motorcycle flip around the city, and then that same blonde goddess whipping off her Jean Nitte yellow helmet and telling us she'd do it all over and over again if she could.
Jean Nitte After Bath Splash is for people who want to take charge of their life. It makes your body and your mind so fresh, so new. You get the feeling there's nothing you can't do.
Jean Nitte, Jean Nitte. It's Jean Nitte for a beautiful, beautiful.
mom was concerned, but she let me keep my Splendor in the bath stuff anyway. So before she changed her mind about things, I decided I was going to go all out and have the perfect bath with this stuff. Who knows? Maybe I'd even learn to ride a motorcycle and do a flip afterwards. At least I thought my skin was going to tingle all day long. So the day after Christmas, I locked myself in the family bathroom and I got to work with all the Jean Nate stuff. First things first, I twisted the giant black knob on the bottle of the bubble bath and I poured, I don't know, about a third of the bottle into the bathtub and I watched it all foam up. Then I jumped in and I scrubbed up with all the bubbly stuff, singing the Jean Nate theme ad, which was super fun. And I floated and I suppose I relaxed. And the water I thought when I got in was warm enough, but after a while, I realized, you know, a couple of minutes or so into the bath that I'd probably drawn my bath a little bit too hot because my fingers and toes were already raisiny and stuff. So I figured, all right, mission accomplished. I'm relaxed enough. I got out and pulled the plug. So then I opened the other bottle, the after bath splash, and I splashed more than a couple of good handfuls of that lemon stuff all over my legs and my stomach and my shoulders. Did it tingle? Well, actually, yeah, I thought it did. Then I got the little powder puff from the top of the canister of talc, and I basically coated myself in the quote-unquote lightly scented powder that was supposed to keep me feeling fresh all day. Fresher than spring all day, I thought, yeah, in the winter, that sounds like a good idea. I smelled really good, but I resembled a clown because I had all this white powder all over my face and my arms and my legs. Still, I smelled really good. And here, of course, we come to our Christmas miracle. Maybe about 30 seconds after I applied all this stuff, especially the powder, my face got crazy hot and I started itching my arms and my legs like you wouldn't believe. And I started freaking out. And then I started screaming, Jean Nate! Jean Nate! At the top of my lungs until my parents ran in and got a look at me. Jean Nate! I'm screaming. And my parents are looking at my poofy red face and my legs and my belly and my arms full of hives and red marks. And they start screaming, Jean Nate! Jean Nate! Right back at me. I'm surprised nobody called 911. Like, this was not the age of the EpiPen and everybody's parents have Benadryl on hand for all of life's quote-unquote little emergencies at all, of course, right? So we were all just screaming back and forth and it was crazy. I don't really remember much after that, except my parents had me standing in a really cold shower for a really long time, and they probably gave me some Tylenol. I do remember having a candy cane and spending the rest of the afternoon sort of drinking ice water and watching cable, and that was kind of new cable at the time, so it was probably just Coal Miner's Daughter and Smoking the Bandit, because I think they just played those movies on loop for like 4 or 5 years on end. So there were no TV commercials, at least, with the cable, so no perfume ads or anything. Of course, we never told my uncle or his girlfriend about the gift. I think my mom probably thanked them for me, because I'm pretty sure I would have cried over the phone if I'd actually told them how it really went. The thing is I really liked the gift. It was so grown up, and it really was thoughtful. And I really didn't think, like, my uncle or his girlfriend were, you know, trying to make my skin flame up like the wrapping paper they'd ordered for me. Of course, that woman's my Aunt Rose now, and she has been for several decades, so sure, while the first gift didn't really work out, the couple who chose it are pretty damn fantastic couple. And of course, there's the perennial gift, right? Especially around the holidays is when I get to tell this story about the Jean Nate to my kids. I'm not sure what they learn or don't learn from it, but it always makes them laugh hysterically. And that's worth it. Now, with any good Christmas story, I suppose there's always an epilogue, and here's mine. Last summer, we went to visit my husband's grandmother at her senior's residence, and at some point, one of the kids comes out of the bathroom laughing and whispers to me, Mama, make sure you have a good look around the bathroom, Mama. So I go right into the bathroom thinking they've made some kind of mess or something in there that I'm going to have to clean up, and I have a look around. And what didn't you know it, there's this insanely huge round yellow pot of Jean Nate powder on the back of the toilet. I thought it was totally hilarious, and I laughed as much as I could without scaring anybody in the other room. But to be honest, I couldn't even touch that pot of Jean Nate. I was afraid to go near it. I mean, never have I sat so far forward on a toilet seat to pee in all my life. So yeah, I suppose that's part of my legend now, too. So, Merry WPRB Xmas Marathon from me to you. May you find better splendor in the bath this holiday season.